Last thing I want to ask you is a little bit about your take on endocrine therapy. I'm curious, for example, in these women that you just mentioned in their 50s, I assume they're postmenopausal?
Yeah, I think both of them are.
What's your usual approach been, or what's the approach of the oncologist that you're working with in terms of hormone therapy in postmenopausal patients?
I think by and large, the postmenopausal patients who don't already have an issue with osteoporosis are getting aromatase inhibitors up front. I think the ATAC results are hard to get away from. On the other hand, in patients who've been on tamoxifen for a year, I haven't jumped to switch them all to an aromatase inhibitor and probably going to follow the paradigm of some of the other trials and leave them on their tamoxifen for a couple or 3 years and then switch them over. Probably because I think they'll get some bone density benefit by staying on tamoxifen for a while and start out at a better baseline when we switch them over to an aromatase inhibitor. There will be a trial, the B42 trial, which is going to be a duration question, which is going to look exactly that group of patients who've been on either a combination of tamoxifen and an AI for 5 years or an AI for 5 years to determine whether they should go on an AI for another 5 years. So it's a 5 versus 10 year question, reminiscent of the B14 re-randomization that we did many, many years ago.
And I guess we've gotten much more sensitive to delayed relapse in women with ER-positive breast cancer. It really is kind of a change in the last few years in how people view that. It seems like people are now almost as concerned about years 5 to 10 as they are 0 to 5.
That's one of the behaviors of breast cancer that's somewhat unique compared to the other cancers that we treat, like colon cancer or other GI cancers. You're not out of the woods if you make it to 5 years. And I think most women are beginning to realize that. I think we all realize that. It can be indolent or occult for many, many years and pop up. And ER-negative patients have a much higher relapse rate in the first 5 or 10 years of their history. But that after that, the ER-positive patients have a higher relapse rate. So I think it is something we need to address.